it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Time for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral Nursery. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I think everyone's happy today because of the rain.
Unreal what it can change when you get some, you know, some rain. And we got a good amount. I know, I'd say maybe Dawson got a little bit more, but a lot of people got an inch or more, and then heard that Marshall down there got up to 3 inches or something.
Yeah, 3.7 in Marshall, they were saying, so.
Well, we'll be happy with what we got, but.
We needed it, didn't we?
Saved a lot of plants, you know, corn, soybeans, potatoes, tomatoes, and they were all suffering. And also our trees and our lawns, that was terrible. It looked like it was August.
Yeah, it was getting dry, but good rain, that's for sure. We needed it a lot, so. Yeah. Well, if you have a garden or lawn question for Dwayne, give us a call at the radio station here. You can remain anonymous, and we'll throw your question on the air. 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. And what's happening at Heather Floral Nursery, Dwayne?
You know, I've never done this before in my life, but people are kind of replanting their gardens, you know, because of all the weather, and the wind has been crazy and hot, and things have, you know, gotten eaten off or blown off. Or I started some seeds again the other day, and I started some pepper plants. I've never done that in June before.
Oh.
And so maybe we'll get some, because people have been really looking for to plant peppers and tomatoes and garden stuff. So we started a few of those things. So if you want to check with us, we'll have some in the greenhouse.
Oh, okay. So people have replanted their garden.
Yep,
huh?
A lot of flowers. You know, people have been buying flowers and vegetables, replanting their tomatoes and vine crops. You know, the watermelons, and cantaloupe, cucumbers, that type of stuff. And we still have a pretty good supply of all those types of things.
Okay.
All right. Real good. All right. Should we start with the question? Well, before we do the questions, we got to have a plant of the week and an oofta plant of the week, Dwayne.
I'm going to have four today. I think instead of we'll have an oofta plant, but oofta conditions has to be what we got last. I'm not oofta. I call the condition of the week is a happy one, is that rain last night and this morning. I mean, that's a positive thing.
Right.
And my oofta condition of the week had to be that hot, windy weather. I mean, they were terrible on plants and people. So for the good ones, the plant of the week, I think you put it online, is a Japanese tree lilac.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very hardy tree that has big, huge clusters of white flower like a lilac, only the cluster is much bigger. And I don't know if you've seen those around.
Yep, there's one right across the street from us at the Madison Dental Clinic.
Yep, very
beautiful.
Pretty.
Very
fragrant.
Yep. Now, this one's white, but there's other colors too, right?
White or cream.
Okay, just two.
Okay, so you can have your choice of basically white, or white.
Okay.
It's very fragrant. It's a medium-sized tree. It gets about 25 feet high. You can get it as a single stem or multi-stem from the ground. It's a Zone 3 plant. That means it's very hardy. It was developed by the Morton Research Station in Canada, so it's very hardy, hardy up into Canada. It's a nice tree because it's not a real big tree. It's not a little tree, so it's a medium-sized tree and very pretty at this time of the year.
Yep, very pretty. So how long will the white lilacs last then on the tree?
Well, it depends on the weather. If it's a little cooler, they'll last longer. When windy, they'll blow off, but a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, very pretty tree. So, okay, that was our plant of the week.
And my oofta is going to be conditions. Has to be the enemy of the week is that high, gusty winds with lack of rain.
Okay.
No heat and lack of water. But we got that solved now with the moisture we got last night. So,
tell me, Dwayne, how does a strong wind, how does that hurt plants then?
Well, first of all, there has been a lot of branches down. It's been busting branches and even little twigs. And the other thing, probably the high, the winds combined with the heat is drying plants out. It actually sucks that moisture out of the plant and they dehydrate. Or like us, it actually gets sunburnt. So when a plant loses moisture, the moisture sucked out of the plant, that's called turgor pressure. And what that is evaporates and pulls the water out of the plant, so the plant limps out, you know. And then so when you water it again, it pulls water into the cells, and the plant stands back erect, gets erect, stands back up again.
Okay.
So, got to keep water in that to keep the plant erect.
Okay. Well, we have a rain question here, Dwayne. With the rain, what this person wants to know, what type of garden produce demands more water than others?
I mean, to categorize that a little bit, if you have the vegetable or fruit, as we're going to have another question on that, the ones that have more water in it, okay, like watermelon, you know, leaf lettuce is watery. Those types of plants are going to demand more water. Plants that are probably growing underground probably don't need as much water. Potatoes, you don't want to overwater because they'll actually rot in the ground or create problems. Carrots don't need a lot of water. So probably in-ground plants don't need as much water as some of the plants above ground.
Okay.
And
now you told me you
higher
told
moisture content need more water.
Okay. I think you told me last week you took a temperature check on the ground, right?
Yep.
How'd that work again?
What was that Sunday? It was so hot, you know, at about 1 inch below the ground surface, it was 97 degrees, and 6 inches below it was 74 degrees.
Just so, 6 inches below, that difference, huh?
Yeah, it really changes. So.
Okay. All right. How do you get a thermometer like that?
We have soil thermometers,
okay.
You know, because you're supposed to plant outside at a certain temperature. And so we test that quite a bit, or even starting seeds, you want your soil to be certain temperatures.
Okay.
So we use a soil thermometer quite a bit.
All right. We're going to jump down to this question here that we received a phone call on. This person has Miracle-Gro for their tomatoes, and they want to know, Can you use... Well, we got a phone call.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Anyway, this person uses Miracle-Gro on their tomatoes, and they want to know, can you use it on other vegetables and flowers?
I think there's questions. There's a lot of different types of Miracle-Gro, okay, and fertilizers, but Miracle-Gro, you know, have Miracle-Gro for tomatoes or Miracle-Gro for blooming plants or general Miracle-Gro. Or Miracid, and there's a few other ones. If you're using Miracle-Gro for tomatoes, what that has is a higher phosphorus content. And some plants, if you want to encourage fruiting, flowering, that type, you want that type of fertilizer. So, yeah, you can use different types of Miracle-Gro on different plants, but some of them have special requirements. That's why they created a Miracle-Gro for tomatoes, because they want certain nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, and also trace minerals are different for different plants.
Okay.
So, but if you have that, it's not saying you can't. And some plants like acid-type fertilizer, and that's where Miracid comes in. So you should use that on your acid-loving plants. But around here we have high alkaline soil, and you want to neutralize that because a lot of plants don't like it, alkaline soil. So you can use Miracid to help combat that.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. All right, let's stay with the tomato theme here. I think we get this once in a while. Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable, Dwayne?
It depends on who you ask.
Oh, really? Is that controversial?
Yep. Okay, botanically, okay, so which I would say is correct, you know, the way a tomato is a fruit, right? A definition of a fruit is a... Because the fruit comes from a flower and contains seed. That's the definition of a fruit, okay? So like apples are fruit, tomatoes are fruit, cucumbers are fruit.
Okay.
It has a flower.
Cucumbers are fruit.
Yeah. It has a flower, okay, and has seeds inside. That's the definition of a fruit, botanically, okay?
Okay.
And then everything else is a vegetable, okay, that a veggie comes from the other parts of the plant. It's like a root or a leaf or a stem. That's a vegetable, okay? So that'd be like beets and lettuce. That's, okay, botanically.
Okay.
If you're a chef, all those things are vegetables. They classify
them. Oh, a chef calls them all vegetables, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Easier.
Well, I think, I don't know if you settled a family dispute or not, so that was the discussion, I guess.
But I would, botanically, you know, a fruit definition is that it's from a flower and contains seed.
Okay. And then along with that question, a person wanted, the people always place green tomatoes in a paper bag, usually around frost time or so, and that's to ripen them, right?
Yeah, do you do that?
Do you suggest that? Or I mean,
but you have to put something else in the bag or else it isn't going to work.
Oh, really? Like what?
You have to put an apple in there, okay? Like three apples. Put apples in the bag. And the reason for that is the apples give off an ethane gas, okay? It's a hormone that ripens fruits or vegetables, okay? And so if you don't put the tomatoes in there, it isn't going to ripen. I mean, you put that ain't going to ripen either, but if you don't put the apples in there to give off that gas, that's where a lot of things are picked early, like tomatoes are picked early, and on there, when they ship them up here, they put ethane gas in there, and that ripens them.
Oh, okay. So you just don't put the tomato in the bag by itself, then?
No, it'll be pretty lonely.
Okay. So, all right. So that
you got to put the apple in there to get the gas.
So when do you...
Then you got to close the bag up, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes that'll take 2 to 3 days, or sometimes it takes a little longer. Depends on how green that tomato was.
Okay. Good. Hey, we've got a couple minutes here left. Appleton last week planted a community garden, Dwayne. I thought that was a great idea. And maybe someone listening in their communities would like to plant a community garden.
And what I heard about that, the community garden was more perennial types, fruits and vegetables, okay? So it was like apple trees and raspberries.
Correct.
And yeah. That way it's going to last a lot longer. So I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
And I just hope, you know, that the people that are going to harvest it also help take care of it, because you just don't plant an apple tree and it takes care of itself, okay? Which a lot of people think. It's got to be pruned and sprayed and cleaned up. And so that's probably the community part, that everybody pitches in and takes care of it.
Yep, great idea.
Yep.
All right, got a minute left. What's going on at Heather Floral Nursery again?
Well, we have fresh flowers, you know. We have Cooler's Flowers, you know. And if people want bouquets or that type of stuff for special occasions, give us a call. We can help that. Our greenhouses are still pretty stocked. And if you got, you know, flowers that went down in the hot weather, and
okay,
you want to replenish it, since we've gotten some rain now, we have lots of vegetables and flowers in the greenhouse, and we'd be glad to help you pick those out.
Okay.
Other thing that you should be doing is probably fertilizing your plants, because
all right,
through all that stress, they've used up a lot of their energy.
Got to run, Dwayne.
All right, next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
See ya. Bye.
Yep, Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral Nursery.